Hi everyone. Well, this week's devotional is going to be something a little bit different, and I pray that you will enjoy it and be as blessed by it as I was when I first heard this. You know, in the Bible, God spoke to his people in many, many different ways. And one of the ways that he did that was through dreams. And some people say, well, does that still happen today? Or is that something that just happened in biblical times? Well, it does, and it happened recently to my good friend Amy Sampson. She had a dream, and she told us about it in church, and I was so struck by what she shared that I asked her to record it and share it again here. And this is what she had to say.
So on Sunday, I felt that God had given me a dream, and this was what my dream was. I was in a cafe, which felt really normal for me, because I'm always in a cafe. And I was eating a piece of cake, just a slim piece of cake. It was actually coffee cake. And it felt very normal, because for me, that is a normal thing to be going to do. And there was a man on a different table who didn't have anything. So I called over to him and said, would you like some of my cake? And I intended to cut it in half and give him half of my cake. So the man said, yes, please. And he came to my table. And as he arrived at my table, I found myself eating the last bit of cake, which only left a slither, like a centimetre big, of the icing on the top and some crumbs on my plate. And as soon as I put it in my mouth, I thought, why did I do that? I was so embarrassed. And he was looking at me waiting for his cake. And I said, oh, I'm so sorry. Oh, hold on, let me go and get you another piece of cake. I thought, I'll just buy him a whole piece. So I went to the counter to buy him some cake, but there was none left. So I said, okay, wait there. I'm going to go to the shop next door and I'm going to buy him a whole cake. And I went and there was no cake left. And by the time I got back, he'd gone and it was too late. And then I woke up and I said, Lord, what did that mean? And instantly he gave me an interpretation. So the cafe represents church. It felt very normal. We're always going to church, aren't we? The cake represented the gospel message, the full gospel message. All of it, not just a bit of it. The cake is the word of God that we hear it all the time, and we're always eating it ourselves, aren't we, in church? And the bit of icing that I left on my plate, which I could have given him, was sugar-coated message. The gospel message was sugar-coated, and it wasn't worth anything. It wasn't appetizing, and it wouldn't have done him any good. And then it was too late. So I believe that God was saying, we need to tell everybody now it's time's running out for people, and they need to have the whole gospel message before it's too late. So don't sugarcoat your message. Actually tell them about what Jesus did for them on the cross, paying the price for their sins, true repentance, and the grace of God, the whole gospel message, and don't sugarcoat it.